Funeral services were held this morning in snowy Abington, Massachusetts, for 27-year-old Marine Sergeant Daniel Vasilian. He was killed in Afghanistan on December 23rd, the same day another Massachusetts Marine, 19-year-old Matthew Rodriguez, was buried in the National Cemetery on Cape Cod. He'd been killed on December 11th. And funeral services are pending for Air Force Captain David Lyon, who was killed in Afghanistan last Friday. The war may be winding down in Afghanistan, but it's not over, and attention must be paid. Tom Albertson is the assistant professor at Sandpoint High School in Sandpoint, Idaho, which David Lyon attended. Tom, we're so sorry for what is sounding like a huge loss for the entire town of Sandpoint.
Definitely. David's family is at least three generations deep in the community of Sandpoint, Idaho. Definitely his parents, grandparents, David's family and David has just been a big part of this community.
Well, you say he's a hero to the community.
He is a hero.
Even before giving his life for his country. Why?
Know,
tell us more about him.
David was one of those unique individuals that I remember him in elementary school, at the rural elementary school, Northside Elementary, helping other kids on the playground, being a leader of his class. And then, obviously, he was a great athlete. And, you know, with the athleticism, he excelled, but you would never know that David was such a humble person. He was a leader that he wanted to improve himself and bring other people along with him when he did that, and was just a kind, kind person.
Inducted into the Sandpoint High Athletic Hall of Fame in 2012,
a
standout in track, field, football. One of his coaches said he was what you would call the lion and the lamb, a combination of the two. You coached him as well. Tell us about David Lyon, the athlete.
I was a track coach, and David excelled in the shot put and discus, and that was the position area that I had coached him. And just his work ethic, he always had set goals of being a state championship. He had set a goal of breaking our school record, which had been held for 45 years in the shot put. There was basically the amount of time he spent just working technique in the weight room and just achieving that goal, which happened his senior year, his very last throw at Boise State University on the campus there. It was just a very fitting story for that. But he was just humble in doing that. It was internal. David was about improving himself internally.
Well, not just an athlete, but an excellent student. He went to the Air Force Academy. What are the thoughts of the people in town that, you know, as we said, the war is winding down and it's off the radar of a lot of Americans who might think it's already over?
Yeah.
You know, that just like the young men in Massachusetts here, you know, almost gets to the end.
You know, for the people in this community, it's hard to grasp because I think you're right. We kind of, I think as a community here and as the United States, kind of felt like things were winding down.
Yeah.
But no, it's not. It's not.
That's Tom Albertson, assistant principal at Sandpoint High School in Sandpoint, Idaho, helping us remember Air Force Captain David Lyon, killed in Afghanistan last Friday. He was 28. Tom, thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.